Over four decades ago, our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, answered a call to stand in the gap for America's families.
Christian bashing is over! Yeah!
In 1977, there were maybe 100 people in the country who realized where we were going. Now it's changed.
Today, it's our turn to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing.
I'm willing to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing with AFR.
It's American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, Standing in the Gap for America's Families, America's Future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon on AFR, Standing in the Gap.
When you make that call, when you connect on the internet, you are standing with us in the gap. Now, what's the gap? It's talking about in Ezekiel chapter 22, 30, and he looked for the prophets and he couldn't find one. He looked for the priests, didn't find any. He looked for the princes, which would be politicians today, and couldn't find any. And I want to tell you, many times where God finds his people standing in the gap are men like Amos. He was a herdsman, a farmer, if you will. You'll find those, Peter and John, who were fishermen. Matthew, a tax collector. Isn't it amazing who God has found to stand in the gap, Alex?
Well, he very often uses people in a mighty, mighty way that you don't exactly expect. And I know when we talk about the gospel and our culture, there are probably a lot of people in our culture that would they would mock the idea that Christians could change the temperature of the nation again. But I believe we can. And part of standing in the gap, Bert, there's a gap between what is and what ought to be. There's a gap between what's false and what's true. And there's a gap between really the church that God calls us to be and very often the church that we are. So let's bridge the gap.
Amen.
How about we bridge the gap, and every last person listening, and you and me included, we can be a part of that gap being met.
And right now it's an important time. We call it rush hour. In your Eastern time zone, it's 5 to 6.
Yep.
And here at Central, it's 4 to 5. Mountain would be 3 to 4. Pacific, 2 to 3.
That's right.
So it's rush hour for at least half of the country.
At least half.
And so we're asking you to make this phone call. There's a $50,000 challenge, Alex.
Right.
That means that this money that you give does build up. It's bigger than.
It gets multiplied.
It's multiplied. Have you noticed in the early church, it wasn't additions, it was multiplication?
Amen.
The early church, listen to this. This is pretty good, guys. The early church learned multiplication before they learned addition.
Wow. And that's true.
You know what? Because it says they were multiplied, and later on it would say additions. But in those early years, man, it was spreading like wildfire.
Let me tell you, two kinds of math we're not supposed to do. Subtraction and division. I was on Friday, Good Friday, just last week, I was reading a headline that was all over the internet. It says, American church attendance plummets, and many are concerned. And a lot of these people were like sociologists. They weren't just preachers, but they were saying people that are a certain age and younger just aren't going to church. Well, God is using AFR to turn that thing around. But listen, the kind of math God wants us to be doing, adding and multiplying, and we're doing that.
And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. I've been waiting to play this clip for a while because it's exploring the Word, and I think this clip really does explain what we try to do on exploring the Word. Yes, we love to do the Bible questions. So don't misunderstand Alex and me on that. But when it comes time maybe for ministry, as we answer those questions, it's multiplied. And I think this clip gets that. Listen to it.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm calling from Virginia. I listen to and from work and occasionally during lunch breaks. And approximately 3 weeks ago, on my way home, I was having such a bad anxiety attack regarding some issues going on in my life with my son. And I called in, and I was blessed enough to speak with Alex and Bert. And not only did they answer questions that I didn't even ask out loud regarding prodigal son and some issues, but they prayed with me. It was just a calming peace that I needed just to make it home. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do.
Alex, again, when we're here and we are doing the things that God has called us to do, people's lives are changed.
Yes.
Disciples is expanded and grown, and stewardship is realized, and it expands the kingdom of God. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we want you to partner with us in this. We're in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. It's called Rush Hour. Jim Stanley, our station manager, said, man, people are headed home. But we want you to bring us home by calling. And that number is 877-616-2396. And right now, if you call and you make a $150 or more contribution one time, you get a prayer journal. It's a blue one. It's really nice. A pen. And then you also get a bookmarker, Standing in the Gap. But if you make a pledge of $30 or more per month for the next 6 months, that you not only get those three, but you get this great T-shirt, Standing in the Gap, logo on the back, and AFR's logo, and it's a good conversational starter that you might could tell someone about Christ and the difference that he's made in your life. Because we know if you're listening to God's word being proclaimed and preached, that it changes lives. You know, the Bible talks about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That means, Alex, does that mean no change, no Christ?
Hey, if Christ has come in, your life is going to be different.
Yeah,
there's going to be a change.
The change is immediate. The growth is progressive.
Lifelong.
It's lifelong. That's right.
I want to give a couple of scriptures here, and we do welcome you to today's edition of Exploring the Word.
I know you're doing that, yeah. But it's really Tony Perkins' time. They give us this hour every day for an extended Exploring the Word.
Exactly.
I wanted to get that in, or I'm afraid I'd forget it. Thank you. Thanks for Family Research Council being a partner with us. But go ahead with that scripture. I hated to interrupt, but I knew if I didn't, I wouldn't get it in.
Well, let me give you a couple of scriptures about your stewardship, folks, because as Bert said earlier, we don't own anything. We are owned. We're managers. But Luke 6:38, Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom." In other words, into your cloak where the wallet was kept. "For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again." Now, you've probably seen on a box, contents may have settled during shipping. You know, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. That's what it means when things kind of compress. You'll get as much in there as you possibly can. Now, back in Malachi 3, and again, the tithe goes to your church. We're talking about above and beyond that. God says, "Prove me, test me, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour into you a blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he will not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit to the ground before the time of harvest." Now, here's what's going on as you obey God in your giving. And we would ask that you prayerfully, sacrificially invest in this gospel work. God will bless you, and souls will be saved, and lives will be touched. And I love this promise: as we give to God and we acknowledge God with our substance, our giving. Verse 11 of Malachi 3, he's going to rebuke the devourer. Now, only God knows, but let me just say this. So I'm not saying this that we humanly know. But I know one thing. I've done it both ways, Bert. I've tried to handle my own purse strings, and it's hard. And then I've let God have, to the best of my ability, all that we've got. Somehow the transmission didn't go out on my old car.
Tires last longer.
Somehow another, my clothes did better. And friend, we're asking you to do what God's Word says in Malachi 3. Trust God, test God, invest for God, and let me say, I'd rather have the the 50%, the 60% with God's blessing than the 100% without
Preach
his blessing.
It, brother. Preach it.
And watch God rebuke the devourer. He's going to make sure your crops don't get eaten up by insects.
Amen.
So call and invest in this work for the sake of the nation.
One of the partners we do is Pacific, out of, they do Unshackled.
Pacific Garden Mission.
Mission, that's it. And they have the neatest stories, of any ministry that I know, and they act them out, voice act them. And matter of fact, I was talking to our president, Tim Wallman. He said, Unshackled's just as good as it gets. And it has. And when we were out in California, they were there, and we got to talk with them.
That's right.
And I asked him, I said, y'all going to keep that organ music? He said, some folks love it, and some folks wants to change it. And I said, well, it throws me back. I mean, it sounds old-fashioned. But Unshackled is a neat, neat program, and it touches lives as well. Listen to this about the ministry of Unshackled.
My name is Joy, and I'm calling from Virginia, and I discovered American Family Radio last year on Mother's Day. I lost my mother 10 years ago this June, and we just happened to find a radio station, and you were playing an episode of Unshackled. And when I was growing up, my mom and I would listen to Unshackled on the radio each evening. Your radio station is such a blessing to me, and I appreciate everything that you do. And I trust that God will continue to bless you and to enrich your all's ministry. Thank you so much.
You know, Unshackled's like the hymns that we sing. I love some of the new praise songs, and I love those. But also love those great hymns. And Unshackled, and it's updated because the stories they tell are fresh and new. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like she said, she and her mother listened to that.
Yeah.
Now, that shows you how the faith is passed down.
Yeah.
It spent time together, and it was there. And so when you give, you make it possible for Joy to come to here, discover it on Mother's Day, and it reminded her of her and her mother. Listen to Unshackled. And so you are doing a work. You're partnering with us. You're standing in the gap with us. When you call that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And I'm reminded we're in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. It's called Rush Hour. And you might need to rush. Now, we don't want you to do things at the same time. Be safe. So get home or turn to the off somewhere and make that call and make that pledge today. Or when you get home or on your smartphone, go to AFR.net. You can make that pledge now. And you're standing with us as we try to make a difference in our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our neighborhoods, and in our nation. Christ comes in, and he makes a difference, Alex. Even as a 12-year-old boy when I saved, he changed my life. Fear was dominated my life. But after I got saved, I remember coming home that Tuesday night. First thing I did was walk around the house in the dark. Because I wanted
you had no fear.
I had no fear. God had taken it. Now, again, Satan's not satisfied. He wants to bring it back every so often. But I want to tell you, God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Praise God. Praise God. This is the American Family Radio Network. Again, we thank FRC and Tony Perkins for giving us this slot. But you know what? The ministry, you may not know it, and maybe you do. There's Exploring the Word, and there's Today's Issues, and there's Sandy Rios, and there's so many great shows. But this ministry has launched and sustained dozens of other ministries.
You're right.
The result of which is that millions and millions are hearing the truth of Christ.
8 days of hope. Brother Don helped get it launched, and even today, most of the folks that go work with 8 days of hope, they heard it first on AFR and Where to Go. So that's the ministry.
Do I have 5 seconds?
Yes.
27. Okay, Brent, thanks. Oh, in the previous hour, there were like 136 calls. We are asking God for even more than that. In this hour, folks, call right now. Support. We've got much more to tell you, but please call 877-616-2396 and stand with us. Stand in the gap for the gospel for our country this hour.
Have you ever wondered if it makes any difference if we pray or not? 2 Chronicles 7:14 promises us that when we turn to the Lord, He will not turn us away. When we cry out, He will hear, He will forgive, He will heal our land. That means our burden is not in vain. Our prayers, our sadness, our desperation is not in vain. When we are so dissatisfied with the status quo that we cry out to God for help, the answer will indeed come from heaven and things will begin to change. If we do our part, though it always seems very incomplete, God will certainly do His. If we humble ourselves and if we pray and if we seek His face and if we turn from our wicked ways, knowing all the while that we still fall short, God will move from heaven to come to our aid. My friend, be encouraged. The Lord will respond to the tiniest cry of your heart. If we will turn to Him, He will not turn us away.
This is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, and I want to encourage you to take this opportunity to be a part of this share-a-thon and support the American Family Radio Network. AFR is doing great work, and it's a tremendous platform for you to get truth, to get the real news, and to know what's happening in our nation's capital through Washington Watch and other programs provided by American Family Radio. So be a part. Join with them. And by the way, I'll be back Friday. So don't go away. Stay tuned. Be a part of the American Family Radio Network family.
A couple of years ago, I was going through a dial in my work truck, and I came across the AFR. And I honestly, at first, I was kind of shocked by it all with Christianity-based politics. I've been wanting to get deeper into politics, and you guys have helped me see the truth. I've always been pretty much a conservative person. I have a battle plan now. Thank you, guys. God bless you all.
American Family Radio, standing against the shedding of innocent blood. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap.
What an abundant, bountiful, loving God we serve. Alex McFarland here with Bert Harper, and we are just praising God. You know, I'm thinking about what a joy it is. Yes, when people are saved, it's a joy when the church is strengthened. It's a joy when people of all ages build their life on the solid rock of Scripture. But Bert, isn't it a joy, even though Jesus paid it all? I mean, we can't earn salvation. We can't earn it for anybody else. Jesus paid it all. But yet, the Lord allows us to participate in what He's doing to redeem the world.
What a privilege.
Now, think about how good this is. First of all, God saves our soul. His Son Jesus paid it on the cross, rose again. We just celebrated that Easter, the great fact of Christ's resurrection. So the mere fact that you could go to heaven, not hell, Jesus paid that. But then He calls us and allows us to be involved in His redemption of the world. If we are faithful and obedient, we'll have joy on earth and rewards in heaven. I mean, we're asking people to invest, but in reality, Jesus has done it all. Goodness gracious, what a blessing.
That sounds like a hymn. Let me see. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe.
All to Him I owe. You know, I want to read a song lyric. Y'all know I love poetry, I love song lyrics, but here, I'm going to give this phone number, and I want to ask you, we've got a $50,000 challenge. We are asking God for more than 136 calls this hour. Just right where you are, if everybody listening would call, just right now, let's melt some phone wires, okay? I want to ask you all to help us melt down some phones by calling 877-616-2396. There's an old song. We were talking about music, and we like the choruses, the new music, but some of those old hymns nailed it. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day His sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow Me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love Me more. Heaven forbid that America would grow dark, the gospel would go silent, that our nation would fall into lawlessness. not because there was no Savior, because there is, not because the gospel isn't still true, because it is, but heaven forbid that America would unravel and become socialist because we were just too busy to be bothered with standing in the gap. Heaven forbid.
You know, some things sound better than they really are. Socialism is one of those. And when you look at where it has been displayed, you find out. And again, I say, yes, the economics of it is horrible. A lot of things are horrible. But the worst thing of it is you take your eyes off of God's provision and get them on government provision. And I just want to tell you, that's dangerous anywhere, anytime.
One of the questions young people ask me as I speak at youth groups virtually every weekend of the year, that they're saying, Mr. McFarland, what do you think of socialism? And there's so much, I'm going to call it the green raw deal, that's so much in the news right now. Folks, look, this is for real. This is about the America that your kids and grandkids will inhabit. People say, well, yeah, Jesus is coming soon. That is true. Christ is literally coming back. But we don't know when it is. I mean, I hope Jesus would come in the next 30 minutes.
Until then, we're to be faithful, brother.
And just in case it's going to be another 50, 100, 200 years, I don't want our loved ones growing up in a police state or the iron sword of Sharia, a way that you can tangibly, very clearly be involved is to help underwrite AFA. And Bert, you were talking earlier about how we inspire and equip and activate. Give those objectives that Don Wallman.
Well, part of our mission statement is to inform, educate, and activate. We want to do that and equip. That's what we do for our local issues of the day. But then we added on, we want to aid the church in carrying out the Great Commission, both at home and abroad. And AFR, in a neat way, is able to do that. And it's just neat. If you listen to Abe Hamilton, and you hear him when he starts preaching in that opening, and he talks about the faith in Christ, and then he'll go on to what government is. You hear Brian Fisher as he comes on, and he'll give a devotional and a prayer right on, and then talks about how this works into government. The same thing is true, and we concentrate on exploring the Word, on the Word of God. But when big issues come, and we're cautious about this, Brent and I and you, we're cautious about the political issues of the day, because Tim wanted us to start this program in the middle of the day, concentrate on the Word of God, and we do. But some of those issues are so big, we want to bring a biblical perspective to it. And so that's what we do. But the main thing, we want lives to be changed, and only the gospel of Jesus Christ can do that. And we want to hear about this testimony about a life that was different.
Hi, this is Bev from Grantsville, Maryland, listening area. You have truly blessed my life with your radio, Christian radio station here. I have dedicated my life to Jesus, the one who came to set the captives free, thanks to American Family Radio. I will continue to pray and have a prayer ministry, and may God bless and protect your radio station. I appreciate all you do.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure people know Jesus. And after you know Jesus, you're going to have a discipleship, accountability, and you develop a Christian or biblical worldview. And you take that worldview to your work. You take it to your family. You take it to the church. You take it to the voting booth. You take it, and it causes some people to run for the local school board. They run for a legislative position because they see that God's made a difference in their lives and that biblical worldviews come into their life, and it sets them ready for what God has them for. And when you give, and you give and stand in the gap with us, you're helping and aiding that as well. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or they can go online at AFR.net and give, Alex.
That's right. I do want to mention there is something, maybe you've heard of it, it's called the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, ECFA. ECFA. And ECFA, listen, you've got to really measure up before you get the ECFA seal of approval. Ministries like the Billy Graham Ministry have this, and AFR does. AFR, American Family Association and American Family Radio, has the accountability. There are audits annually, on-site reviews and protocols that they make sure, as all good ministries would do, that this is completely transparent and it's being done in a very forthright, ethical way. And so the reason I'm telling that is because you can know that your gift is going to be faithfully handled. And listen, I've been a part of the National Religious Broadcasters, the ECFA. They just don't hand that out to anybody. And so the fact that this ministry has the kind of good housekeeping seal of approval, as it were, should give you a lot of confidence in your giving. And we would ask you to give very generously. For some, a $10 or $20 or $50 gift would be a real step of faith. And some of you could give $50,000 because God has prospered you. The Lord, your Savior, has also been the Lord, your provider. And I've been around this ministry a decade. I'm telling you, folks, there's one heartbeat here, and that is Christ's Great Commission.
Amen. You know, we have different departments. We've got the engineering department, all the things, but we have the data processing department.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a group of women. Brent's mom's over there. Somebody,
really?
She's in that area. Her office is in that area and just does a great job. She's been here since she was a teenager, I'm telling you. And Brent grew up coming to here. And so,
wow.
But those ladies, they open the letters. And when they see a prayer request in those letters, they don't ditch it. And they don't throw it into the garbage dump. They read it. They even mm-hmm. keep it. They have their prayer list that they're praying for the individuals. And many times they'll send it on to Bert and they'll say, this one is for you, Bert. This one is for Joseph Parker. And this is for Tim. They'll share that. And that's I would say that's the personal touch.
Yeah.
And AFR has that personal touch. And I think it started with Brother Don, because when Brother Don, he's one of these guys, he wants to know what's going on everywhere all the time. Right, Brent? And he had walked through and people had come and see him. And it was that personal touch, getting to know him. He wanted to know who was involved and who worked where. And it's still that way. It's a family. So we appreciate that. So when you send your money in and you put a prayer request, it's not ignored. And it's important.
You really will be prayed for.
You really will. And that number is 877-616-2396. And we're going to play one more during this period of time. Number 91, I looked at that and I said, man, I want to hear this one, because we're trying to make sure people understand. Yes, we want to get them into the political arena. And most of the other shows concentrate on that area. We concentrate on exploring the Word. Get them into the Lord. Others want them to, but that's our concentration. So listen to this.
My name is Michael Cahill. I'm calling from Bryan College Station, Texas. My freshman year of college, I went to Lynn College. And I started getting away from my faith. And right around the middle of my first year of college, I started listening to AFR in the mornings. I came across it, and it just gave me a constant source of conservative news. I was getting down because of all the news that's out there, fake news and everything, and it was really depressing. But then I started listening to AFR, and it just brightened my day, so I kept listening. I learned a bunch of financial things. I've been able to save money. I've been able to invest in some things because of Dan Celia in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I was able to listen. I was able to listen to Brian, and I started whipping out my Bible, sitting in the car and listening while between classes. And I got into studying the Word again. By the time I was a sophomore and a junior, I was transferring to Sam Houston. I was in the car 3 hours a day, every single day, and I would listen to AFR. And then I started listening to podcasts, and then I started listening to the Bible. From the time of my sophomore year to the time of my senior year, and even now, I've gone through the Bible 8 times because AFR encouraged me to listen to the Word and not only be a listener, but be a doer. Thank you so much for everything you've done. It's definitely a ministry that's blessed by God. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Sounds like Michael got a hold of the book of James about not just being hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
Amen.
That's called discipleship, is it not?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think about a quote by Billy Graham. Billy Graham once said, courage is contagious. And, you know, he was talking about his college professors. And I do want to segue and give some info about young people. But, folks, you need to understand there's a momentum here that God is building. And I think revival is contagious, don't you, Bert?
It is. And listen, it spreads. They called it a fire, and fire spreads. And unless somebody throws water on it and puts it out, and that's what we want to fuel the revival. We want to fuel it and spread it. You remember when things, one of the area up in North Carolina, and they were in the midst of revival, and you even went and visited.
Yeah.
We love to report things like that.
Sure,
and
sure.
We love to hear about what God is doing. Most of the time it's in a region. I've heard what he's been doing in Nevada a few years ago, what he did up in northern Indiana just a few years ago. And God is doing those things, and you hear about what God's doing by listening to AFR and hearing what God is doing in the lives of people. And when you give, you're helping that happen. You're sharing the good news. You're letting the young people, the millennials, hear about it. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396. And right now, we're in the middle of that $50,000 challenge. And so that means your money is multiplied. And so we want you to do that. Call now and let us hear from you.
You know, much has been written about the great young evangelical attrition rate. And my friend Jim Wallace, J. Warner Wallace, he wrote a book called Cold Case Christianity. And in one of our Truth for New Generation events, he shared some statistics, Bert, about 70 to 80%, and some say as high as 88% of youth raised in a Christian home, after high school, they walk away from church forever. It varies. There are some places where passing the faith on to teenagers and young people is very successful, and then other places where it's not good. But the point is this: we really do need a great awakening. The liberal educational systems, whether it's K through 12 public schooling or whether it's secular universities, definitely the secular media, the unchristian and even anti-Christian messages in so much music and film. Look, we're in a world that has grown increasingly hostile to the things of God. And the American Family Radio Network and all the programming that's created here is, I think it's like an oasis of water in the desert. And folks, part of what God is leading this ministry to do, and we would appeal to you to be involved with it, yes, I mean, there's good content for all ages, but especially for young people. At a time when great, you know, like the renowned detective Jim Wallace, this is a guy, he deals in facts. Part of the reason, he told me, he said, Alex, whenever you call, I will come speak at TNG, Truth for New Generation. Why? Because he knows if we don't have a God-ordained turnaround, we will descend into one of two things. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom here, but this is reality. We are headed to a state of lawlessness. Now, what's going to result in that? One of two things: either the iron fist of socialism, as peddled by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and so many others, Bernie Sanders, or the iron sword of Sharia. So there is one thing and one thing only sufficient to hold those two juggernauts at bay: statism, socialism, and Islam, the thing that gave us our freedom in the first place, and that was Christianity. So folks, I'm asking you to pray, to invest, to call a number, 877-616-2396. Be a part of that thing you'll be glad you did one day when we're all up in heaven. Invest in the souls of people and the future of America.
You were talking about that before the Declaration of Independence, before that great Constitution, was the first Great Awakening.
That's and right, 1748.
Exactly. It set people's hearts on fire for God, which desires freedom. And,
yes,
and that freedom that's in Christ, it doesn't give you the right to do what you want, but gives you the ability to do what you ought.
Amen.
Call that
well
number.
Said.
It is 877-616-2396.
2396, a $50,000 challenge. Right now, your money is used wisely when you give it. 877-616-2396.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Hello, my name is Adrian from Louisiana, and I was just calling to say how much my wife and I have been blessed and educated as well in listening to AFR, particularly the Hamilton Corner with our fellow Louisianian, Abe Hamilton. The Hamilton Corner has really been something that we focus on listening to every day, and we also enjoy Janet Medford's program. But it's just been so eye-opening to hear real news. I was never really aware of how biased mainstream media was until we began listening to AFR. Thank you again to AFR, and God bless you.
American Family Radio, standing for America's families. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap.
This is Share-a-thon 2019. Alex,
can you believe that?
It's unreal, isn't it? 2019.
Everybody's aging but us. Time keeps marching by. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Listen, I give God the glory. This ministry is blanketing the nation with the gospel truth, and not only how to be saved, but how to see the world from a Christian perspective, a biblical worldview. And I'll go through airports a lot, and you know, in the larger airports like Chicago or Atlanta or Dallas, people come up and they'll say, you know, oh my goodness, Alex McFarland of Exploring the Word. And they always look me up and down, you know, and I say, it's a letdown, isn't it? You know, but people, I think there's been a lot of enthusiasm for this because people are hungry for truth.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. Young people are hungry for truth. I go out there and kids will ask me, they'll say, Mr. McFarland, is Islam really the truth? Because my teacher at school says that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. Is that really true? And I say, no, that is not true. Christians and Muslims do not worship the same God. And Christianity is true, and we need to love people and share the gospel, but Islam is false. I've had kids say, I knew it. They'll ask me about things like transgenderism and homosexuality and marriage. And even kids that are young and maybe they've never read a lot of books or whatever, but deep in their heart, because Romans 1, 18 through 20, I mean, it's written on the human heart. We know, Bert, some things are right, some things are wrong, and all the spin in the world cannot legitimize that which is false.
We know that because we know there's a God. But if you've been taught there is no God, you've been taught that you were just some accident that happened with no purpose and no meaning in life, then what is right and what is wrong? I mean, you know, what's wrong for you may not be wrong for me. That is the thought. I understand that thought if you come from a godless perspective, because God is the standard. Jesus Christ came, and he came, as you said earlier, to set the captive free.
Amen.
And if we're captive to a generation of people that are denying God, you're captive. You're enslaved, and Jesus came to set you free.
Hallelujah.
Free to be all that God made you to be. You have purpose. There's meaning to life, Alex. That is good news. You were born for a purpose, regardless of how you were conceived. You were born, and God permitted you to have purpose in life. And that's good news. And when you share with us in this share-a-thon, stand in the gap, and you make your pledge,
you're helping us to give that message out that there's people out there that's incarcerated, people that are driving around and they accidentally hear American Family Radio and they hear somebody say, you were born for a purpose and God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. It opens the whole door up for them. So when you stand with us by giving and partnering with us, then you are a part of that. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net.
There's a $50,000 challenge right now. And, folks, we've got 15 minutes left in this hour. In the previous hour, we had over 130-some calls, and I'm asking God for even more than that this hour. If you were to give, it's going to be doubled. Some of you could give $50,000. Some of you could give $20,000 or $5,000, and we would ask that you would do that. But let me just say this, how vitally important. I mean, this really, no kidding, no drama. This is just the truth, my dear friend. We are talking about the future of the country. We're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about things that the Supreme Court is going to vote on. And it does relate to morals. It relates to the soul and the DNA, our religious freedom, and all the things that make up the country. Bert, I was talking to Stacey Washington earlier, and she's got one of the shows on here, Stacey on the Right. We were talking about how the left uses the word woke, W-O-K-E. Now, they mean it this way. Like, if you decide that there is no morality and gay is okay and abortion is okay and open borders, let's have open borders. And let's not be constitutionalists. Let's be socialists. And let's not support Israel, our greatest ally in the Middle East. Let's empower terrorists. When they get on the progressive left agenda, they say, hey, I've woke. I want to tell you what we're trying to do. We're not trying to get people woke. We're trying to have people get their sight, their sight. Let me tell you, to become a nice little programmed leftist, that's not awakened, that's enslaved.
It is.
We're trying to help people one by one, and God is doing it. One by one, we're helping people. They were blind, but now they can see. And I'm going to tell you what's better than being dead and woke is being born again, alive, and having your sight. And Bert, the vision, the goggles that's going to help you see reality, it's called the Scripture.
It is, the Word of God.
I'm holding in my hand 66 chapters of 2020 Vision, the Word of God. And folks, would you help people? You may never meet them this side of heaven. But here's what we want to show that we're grateful. It's a token of thanks. If you would make a one-time donation of at least $150, we're going to send you a pen, a prayer bookmark with scriptures and a very wonderful prayer, but a hardcover, leather-bound AFR journal, a prayer journal thing. It's really cool. You're going to love it. You're going to start taking notes in it. It's going to become a very special part of your journey with Jesus. But if you would make a monthly gift of $30 or more, we're going to send you the journal, the pen, the prayer bookmark, plus a really awesome T-shirt. I mean, it's a great shirt. Summertime's coming, warm weather. You're going to wear this shirt. It says Standing in the Gap, Ezekiel 22:30. It's got a great logo of two mountains. And you're going to know that in that gap, making the bridge from anarchy to revival, from lostness to salvation, it was you.
From darkness to light.
That stood in that gap.
Amen, brother.
Just to show that we're grateful. And there are a lot of things we could say, but folks, call this number, 877-616-2396, and help stand in the gap with the American Family Radio Network. And it's for God and country. It really is, isn't it?
It is. You were talking about how much people could give. Do you remember who gave the most when Jesus was watching?
The widow's mite.
Exactly. And this is what God does. God amplifies. God multiplies. It's an amazing thing what God does when He's behind it. You know, little becomes great when God is in it. That sounds like a good song.
Little
too,
as much when God is in it.
Okay. And so whatever you can give, you give. Don't feel like, well, mine is too small. It is not. And I just want to tell you, God can just multiply that. Call that number, 877-616-2396. I want to get this in before we get too late in it. tomorrow night, Alex, you're going to be preaching and speaking at Hillcrest Baptist Church.
That's right.
In New Albany, Mississippi,
okay.
At 6:30. I'm the interim pastor there. And when I found out you were coming in, I got everything set up so you could be preaching and speaking. And if you get there a little late, come on in. Alex, you'll pick them up when they come in and take them the rest of the way with you.
We will, yes. And is there a website, or how can people find directions to that church?
Oh, yes. It's Hillcrest Ministries, if I remember. Hillcrestministries.net or .com. But it's Hillcrest. It's on Highway 15 there in New Albany. Easy to get to, right there on the highway, right off of Interstate 22. And go north, and you'll see it there on the left if you go north on 15 off of Interstate 22.
Well, I'm really excited about that. I want to give a big shout-out, too, folks. Listen to this. Listen. Every summer, our ministry, Truth for a New Generation, Truth, F-O-R, truthforanewgeneration.com, we do a youth apologetics camp. I've been doing this for more than two decades. And this summer, it's going to be July 29th through August 2nd. Middle school, high school, youth groups, parents, look, you need this. And we've got about a dozen speakers. I'll be there, and we're going to do all the fun camp stuff, kayaking and frisbees and ropes course.
Kayaking means getting wet.
Oh, I know, a zip line. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know who invented the kayak, but I'm like, make the boat have a flat bottom. But at any rate, ropes course, zip line, but we're going to have 15 sessions of knowing Christ, growing deep in your faith, defending your faith. God.
Now what's the age group?
We can take middle school all the way through the first couple of years of college.
Amen.
And folks, it's going to be in Eastern North Carolina. Go to the website, truthforanewgeneration.com. But I also, tomorrow night at Hillcrest Baptist, you know, I thank God for everybody, but I hope a lot of young people are going to be there.
I know some youth groups that are coming, and if you're a youth minister or a youth parent, call that youth minister and say, hey, I'll drive the van, I'll drive the bus to get them there at 6:30 tomorrow night.
Just for the record, I mean, that's New Albany, Mississippi, not Albany, New York, because I know we're heard in New York State.
And not Albany, Georgia either.
Not Albany, Georgia.
And it's Albany in Georgia.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. You have to say it correctly. I've been down there four or five times, and I'm still working on saying it right.
Well, listen, I'm going to be this summer. I'm going to be doing a week in upstate New York outside of Syracuse.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we kind of jokingly talk about all these cities, but it's because we're heard. Your support is giving this content everywhere.
Oh, man. There's a camp up there off of the Lake Ontario. I've been there speaking, and it is beautiful up there. That part of New York is just beautiful. Man. Now, I'm not a New York City guy.
Manhattan.
Brent, you're supposed to say New York City.
Yeah. New York City.
But that upper New York area up there is just beautiful, great people. I've learned. Listen, we're reminiscing about where we've been and what we're going to do, but what you need to do is make a phone call. And that phone call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go online at afr.net. Alex, you was talking about the number of people that called the last hour. We're hoping more people called this hour. And the opportunity,
matched.
Yeah, we got people out there. They're on the lines. I can look at them, but some of them are talking to one another. I see Joseph Parker out there, and he has his hands in his pocket in place of him typing in a name.
Uh-oh.
So make that call so you can get all these guys working. And again, 877-616-2396.
In Isaiah 55, it says this, ho. In other words, the first word is like, hey, listen up. Everyone who is thirsty, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come and buy and eat, and buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread? And why do you labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness or goodness or blessing. God says, incline your ear, come to me, hear, and your soul will live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And Isaiah 55, 1 through 7 goes on, and it says that we can become a nation that knows the Lord if we'll turn to him. But listen to this. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Now, I know we use Isaiah 55, 6 in terms of salvation. Seek the Lord. But I want to say, folks, my dear friends, and I love you. Many of you I know, many of you I don't know, but I love you. But I'm going to say this. We had better seek revival while we have a window of opportunity.
To seek revival, you got to seek God in His ways and say, I'm determined. There's a certain amount of determined. You remember when Daniel, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself in a world gone mad. He was taken from a home where he was protected. There was godly things going on, and he was taken to a pagan world. Yeah. But because of what was put in him, he would qualify age-wise as a millennial.
Yeah,
and because he had purposed in his heart, determined in his heart, he would not participate in the things of the world. He was going to follow God. Listen, we want you to follow God. That's the whole idea. Follow God. Do what He says. Obey Him. And obedience brings blessing. Now, blessing doesn't mean all the time of it being easy. Blessing means that God's favor is toward you. He smiles toward you. And according to the book of 1 Peter, there's a lot of suffering going on. It says manifold are various types of suffering that takes place in our lives. For believers, we live in a fallen world, so we're going to suffer. We suffer the consequences of our decisions. That's just like lost people. Lost people do that. But for us, Alex, we're disciplined when we do wrong. God disciplines us.
And because
that discipline is painful. And then He prunes us. It says you to bear much fruit. And He used the ideal of a vine, a grapevine. Guess how a grapevine produces more fruit?
How's that?
Pruning it. Cutting it back,
trim it,
and that's painful. And then fifthly altogether, we suffer because we follow Christ. And Jesus said, in this world, as a believer, I suffered. Guess what? You're going to suffer.
I love it. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
I've overcome the world, he
Hallelujah.
Said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's alive. You know, you were talking about seeking revival in Psalm 42, verse 1. Says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, O God. Now, how many of us really, we pursue after God with the same diligence? If we were in the desert dying of thirst, you know, we would crave water. Do we really crave God that much?
Have you ever thought of what that deer risked by going out to drink that water?
A lot.
Animals and humans preying upon that deer, but because of that thirst, he risked it all to go quench that thirst.
Yeah.
Jesus can satisfy. The woman at the well, her thirst was satisfied.
Amen.
Because she came to Christ.
You know, it's been said, and I want to give this, it's been said that evangelism is one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. And folks, a way you can help the lost people find Jesus, you can help a prodigal nation be restored, call 877-616-2396. Make your best gift. Please invest in the gospel by supporting AFR, 877-616-2396. There's some things we'd send you to say thanks, a prayer journal and a shirt and things like that. But do this. Because people need Jesus, and because Jesus called us to do it.
You remember that song, People Need the Lord? People do need the Lord.
It's still true, isn't it?
It's still true, and we're doing our best to make sure people hear about Jesus. As I said earlier, I think earlier today, when you spend 4 or 5 hours on the radio, forget what you said when, but I love to go to those pulpits where the pastor's left me a note, and he just writes in, make much of Jesus.
Amen.
Make much of Jesus, not only in your preaching, but in your living. Amen.
What an honor it is to be on the American Family Radio Network, and we thank you for helping make it possible.
877-616-2396, a $50,000 challenge. Call in. Your money will be used wisely and multiplied. Thank you for listening for Share-a-thon 2019. Standing in the Gap.